It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, every Sunday morning, we kick off the 10 o'clock hour with Willie. SportingACause.com is his website where you can find his blog and also a comprehensive list of events that are coming up that are all fundraiser and somehow, some way, athletically linked. And we once again will welcome in what is probably going to be the busiest, one of the busiest men in Salisbury over the course of the next couple of weeks, actually week and a half, because we've got a big event coming up. Willie Hallahan. Hey, Willie, how are you?
Good, Marshall. Thanks for having me on. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, by the way, among all the things that are going on. And for that matter, happy Groundhog's Day, not to leave that out. I wonder if that means that this segment will keep repeating itself.
I don't know, but Groundhog Day, if you're a New York Giant fan, every year is Groundhog Day because every year is the same, 4-12, 4-12.
Sad but true.
All right, so where do we have going?
Starting today, for the next to the last time, I'm going to tell you about the Wonders of Winter Art Show. I've talked about it repeatedly and often, but it's worth repeating next to the last time today, for all of this week, ending next Sunday, the Wonders of Winter Art Show in downtown Salisbury, six different locations. I'm told 20% of the artwork has been sold, which is remarkable. The prices of these paintings have ranged from $500 to $12,000 each. And even though they've been sold, they're still hanging. I mean, they will remain there for the duration of the show, so you can enjoy them. But if you haven't seen the show, I do recommend that you go and check it out. Go to SalisburyAssociation.org for all of the details. Some of the proceeds from the paintings will benefit both the Salisbury Association and SWASA. Now, also today is the third and final day of the Icebox Junior Open 2020 Bondspiel. This is the next to the last major event at the Norfolk Curling Club. They've had 2 days of curling, and today is the finals. As always, the public is invited for free. If you haven't seen curling, I suggest you check it out. Sometimes when you're watching, it's not exactly clear what the actions are, what they mean in curling, but there are always people there to explain it to you. Curlers are not only are they fanatical about their sport, but they're very enthusiastic promoters of it, and they're more than happy to tell you what's going on there. Also today, the Ferncliff 6th Annual Fat Fest, which was postponed from earlier in the season because of weather, will be held at the Ferncliff Forest in Rhinebeck. This is a bicycle ride. It's not a race. The hours that you can go and ride are from 10 to 4. And they recommend the larger tire bikes because of the terrain and the surface conditions. It's free, but if you plan on staying for the post-ride refreshments, they ask for $10 to cover the cost of that. And also, they welcome donations for the Ferncliff Forest for their upkeep. This coming Friday, the 7th through the 9th, is the Jimmy Welsh 23rd Annual Memorial Hockey Tournament. This is a big, big tournament for the youngsters up from ages squirts up through bantams. It's being held at the Berkshire School with the hockey rink there, and it's organized by the Berkshire Rattlers Youth Hockey, and it is their major fundraiser. And now before I get to Jump Fest, next Saturday on the 8th is the Peg and Bob and Peg and Drulis Sweetheart Run Walk. This has been going on for years and years. It's a 5-mile run. It's held. It begins and ends at the Litchfield Community Center on Bantam Road in Litchfield. It's $30 for adults, $10 for kids, and it's free for participants who are 10 and under and 80 and over. You'd be surprised at some of these races how many people in participants are in the over 80 and over category. And the proceeds go to the Litchfield Community Center. Oh, and also they have these really nice long-sleeved shirts that they give to the first 150 registrants. Now, Marshall, on to Jump Fest. At long last, this coming Friday, February 7th through the 9th, it's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Some of the best jumpers in the East, and oftentimes some of the best jumpers in the country, will be coming to this event. Friday night is a fun night for them. They're jumping, trying to land on a target that's been painted on the landing hill for prizes. Saturday becomes serious jumping, where it's judged for distance and style points. They'll be jumping for local trophies from the Sherwood family. Sunday is the big day. That's the Eastern Championship. This is the most serious competition for the kids. They're vying for spots on the junior national team. It's a big, big deal. Friday night, it's kind of the fun night, the rock and roll night at Satry Hill. The kids are jumping. The place is lit up, of course. It's a nighttime event. We got bonfires going, food and beverages for sale. As I said, the kids are jumping. It's a relaxed night for them, but it's fun to watch as they try to land on the target for prizes, after which, roughly 8:30, whenever the target jumping ends, then the human dog sled race takes over. This has become a huge part of Jump Fest weekend. These are teams of six people, five people pulling the sixth person on a sled that the team designs. The sled can be as simple as an inner tube or a plastic sled, or as elaborate as you want to make it. It helps if you need to have some level of fitness, because you're running through snow, packed snow, but it gets chopped up. The course is 0.3 miles, and out, down, and back. There's a downhill and an uphill, and they're competing for trophies, three different divisions, men's, women's, and mixed, and it's a gas. And if you're interested and you're still trying to put together a six-person team, you've got right up until Friday afternoon and evening. You can just come and register then. Of course, we prefer earlier just to get a feel for how many teams we have, but you could literally come at the last minute and sign up. I have to be 18 and over for that. Saturday, as I said, is the Salisbury Invitational ski jumps. The same jumpers will be there jumping in earnest this time. Saturday's a fun day. I like to, if I can break away from the ticket booth, walk through the crowds and just get a feel for things. And one of the things I've seen year after year is these crowds of people are all in such a good mood. People, they seem to sense that this is something special they're seeing. Many of them have been there before. They know what to expect, and they're just happy. They're cheering. They're ringing their cowbells and having a good time. Stand next to the fires if it's particularly cold. It just gives me such a good feeling that people are enjoying themselves, and I hope that I think with all the buzz we've been getting this year, particularly in the media, I feel like we're going to have good crowds this year for sure, weather permitting. Then Saturday night is the snowball at the White Hart Inn. It runs from 8 to 11:30. The Steve Dunn Band is playing. There are raffles and silent auctions. And that's a good time. The White Hart is a great venue for that. And then moving on to Sunday, it's the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. This is the big deal for the jumpers. Their efforts in this competition determine whether they can make the junior national team, which is a big deal for them. It's a couple steps below the Olympics. As history has shown, some of them who jump here in Salisbury will go on to the Olympics and represent the United States. So you very likely will see future Olympians at Jump Fest. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. We've been waiting a long time for this, it seems, and here it is a week away.
Pretty much it. And it's great because if you go to jumpfest.org, they've got a live webcam, and you can see right now they already have snow all around down on the base. And I would say up about maybe about halfway up the, I don't know what they call it, I would call it the landing run.
The landing hill.
And you can actually watch the progress as they go. So if anybody is ever wondering if there's snow at the ski jumps, you just jump on to jumpfest.org, and you'll see.
That's right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it astonishes me that for 94 years we've been doing this, but people still don't know quite often what we do there. We make our own snow, even though it's brown around the ground. We make our own snow, and we have plenty of it. We've been making it every cold night. We tend to think that, okay, it's been warm every day. Well, it's been cold a lot of nights, and we've made mountains, literally mountains of snow. And we wait. The reason you see it partway up the landing hill is that we're just setting the base. Yeah. And then when we absolutely have to, then we start spreading it around everywhere. In one day, we can have everything all ready to go. But there's plenty of snow. Even if there's none where you are, we have it over at Satry Hill.
And that is Jump Fest, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And once again, the snowball on Saturday night as well. Well, Willie, we'll obviously try to shoehorn you in somehow next weekend to get Sporting Across
okay.
on the air.
I can do it. You know, the way things work on Sunday morning, I absolutely will be able to be on.
All right. Well, then we'll speak to you next week, Willie.
All right. Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye.
That is Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. The website, once again, sportingacause.com.